The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
Sunny.
The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. This is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, social security, estate planning, the stock market, tax reform, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt. And this week is going to be no exception because we have a ton of boring financial stuff to talk about. But before we do it, let me go introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with clients in over 43 states. And it's just marvelous. It's wonderful. I love it. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. And actually, that's now for the sixth year in a row. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, Friday morning, for those of you who missed it, I was on the TD Ameritrade television network, and they were asking me about the Federal Reserve and tax reform and how would those things impact the economy and the stock market going forward. And I thought, you know what? That's a pretty good question. I think I'm going to answer that question on my radio show as well. So I'll talk about the Fed, tax reform, and how that will affect your investments and the economy. So we'll have that in our first segment. Now, in the second segment this week, I want to talk with you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is how to pick a financial advisor. Okay, so I'm going to give you the criteria that you should use when you are shopping for a financial advisor. Okay, and I'm going to give you the untarnished, unbiased view. If I was out shopping, what I would be looking for. Okay, so we'll have that for you. Now, also a question that was asked last week, and a lot of the things we talk about on the show are given to me by our beloved and most valued clients. And so, when is it a good idea to take Social Security at age 62? When would be a good time to do that, all right? And so we'll talk about that one. And then also, you know, this whole thing with Bitcoin reminds me of, you know, so I was talking with this client about that, and the client goes, Ken, I'm kind of mad at you. And I'm like, why are you mad at me? He goes, because you didn't buy me Bitcoin, you know, a year ago. And I'm like, oh, sorry. And I wasn't sure if he was kidding or not. He was very serious when he said it. But anyway, One of the things you may have heard, we believe in buy, hold, and sell, which is a philosophy of protecting your principal from major losses. And that's why our strategy said to sell in November of 2007. And we told our clients and those of you listening to the show to sell, stay out of the stock market for all of 2008 and 2000 and half of 2009 during the credit crisis and all that kind of stuff. So we believe in buy, hold, and sell. But one of the things that you may have heard is, you haven't lost any money unless you sell, okay? And so I want to go over why that's dumb, and also make the point that you haven't made any money unless you sell, okay? So we'll talk about that also. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. I mean, seriously, most shows would say, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Boom! Somebody stop me!
Don't you dare. On this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week, we're going to talk about how to leave a tax-free inheritance forever. Does that sound awesome for them?
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Well, it is, Dorothy, not too wonderful to be true because it is true. And we'll be talking about that. Okay? So your greedy unwashed will be everlastingly thankful, I hope, that you've left them this tax-free inheritance. Doesn't do you much good, but it'll do them a lot of good. So anyway, we're going to dive into all this stuff, but I got to tell you something really quickly. My oldest daughter, as you know if you've listened to the show, is engaged to be married. They've set the wedding date. September 22nd is the wedding date. And so, being the financial advisor guy that I am, I suggested to my wife that we should have a budget for the wedding. What are you laughing about, Jack? He's asking me, how did that work for you? Well, I suggested it, because I'm a financial guy. So shouldn't we have a budget? And that way we know, kind of what it's going to cost and we kind of operate within that budget. That's how we financial guys think. And her response was, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to figure out how much it all costs, and then I'll tell you what the budget is. And I'm like, no, see, you don't understand. Budgets work the opposite of that. You don't get all the costs and then make the budget. She goes, are you being argumentative? And I'm like, okay, I'm out. I'm done. So anyway, we'll know what the budget is after we've spent the money. So that's what it is. Okay, so let's talk about the Fed and tax reform. This was the question that was asked of me on the TD network, which was kind of cool. It's a relatively new thing. If you haven't watched it, you can go on the TD Ameriprise Ameritrade website, and you can see the link there. You can watch the videos. They have all kinds of great stuff, and of course, me too. But anyway, so the Fed and tax reform. So next week, the Fed's going to be announcing stuff, and one of the things that if you look at how the economy and the markets have reacted to Federal Reserve policy, central bank policy, throughout history, throughout all countries around the world, okay, going back to, World War I, all those kind of things. How did the stock market and the economy react to Federal Reserve or central bank policy? And there's a law of nature that says for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And if you look at history, what you'll find is that that law applies to central banks as well, meaning that whenever they have put in place very draconian moves to try to save us from something that was happening at the time that was bad, it created a good. But then when they unwound that thing, the bad was equal to the good that it created in the first place. So, and you can look at the credit crisis of 2008 was the result of the Federal Reserve doing stuff to help us get out of the recession of Y2K. All right, 1929 was the result of trying to get out of the thing that happened in 1921. So, you kind of look at all the things the Fed has done, the equal and opposite reaction. So, if you look at what's happened here in the last 10 years, what has happened? The Federal Reserve has lowered interest rates down to zero, and central banks around the world have done that. We've had a very positive reaction to that. But if they unwind it too quickly, we will have the equal and opposite reaction phenomenon happen, and that would mean that we would have a crisis on the order of 2008 all over again. So I think the Federal Reserve is walking a tightrope here. They have to be very incremental. They have to telegraph everything way, way, way in advance, because if they shock the market, if they scare everybody, then people will run for the exits very quickly and a recession will ensue. So the Federal Reserve is in a precarious place right now. As to tax reform, we've talked about it on this show, and I believe that it is going to springboard the economy and therefore the stock market going forward. And as you guys know, my fearless forecast at the beginning of the year was 23,000. I amended that because of Obamacare collapsing, that all of that stuff not working out, to 22,250. But we blew through both 2250 and 23,000. So now I'm thinking we could see 25,000 before the year end. So one of the things that you have to always remember is trees do not grow to the sky. The stock market does not go up forever. And if you look at the chart of this stock market, it is crazy. I mean, it's literally like a rocket ship flying straight up in outer space. And what goes up does come down, and it will. So you need to participate on the upside, but you need to make sure, to the extent that you can, that you plan well ahead for the downside. And our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, I think, is uniquely designed to help you to have unlimited upside, participate in the market as much as possible, but then when it goes down, to have tolerable losses, tolerable downside. And so we work with people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon, and we do not use annuities, by the way. Some people have thought we use annuities for that. We do not use annuities. We're not going to sell anybody annuities. So go to our website, moneymatters.net. If you're over 50, if you are retired, or you are retiring soon, you can find three things you can do on our website. One is you can sign up for my market alert email, okay? So you can get our weekly thoughts on what's going on in the markets and all of those kind of things. Same email we sent out in November of 2007 to tell people to get out of the stock market, and then in June of 2009 to get back in. So you'll get that. Also, while you're there, you can sign up to meet with one of our advisors. I think you'll find them knowledgeable, friendly, capable. We want to work with you to help you to build your financial plan. If you are about to retire or you have already retired, you got to know about where to get your income from, reduce your income taxes, how to plan for your required minimum distribution, when to take Social Security, all those kind of decisions we want to help you with. And we'll do all of that with you at no charge or obligation. Okay? And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. So either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is indeed, Bogey. A beautiful friendship will ensue. Now, also, I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars if you'd like to do that. We also have seminars that talk about how to beat the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being. We talk about everything I just mentioned, but also how to fight inflation, taxes, bear markets, tons of great stuff. So moneymatters.net is the website for all of the above, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pick a financial advisor, when should you take Social Security, and tons more. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
And I love you back, whoever you are. Who's that? Cuba Gooding Jr., right? I got that name right. Anyway, I love you back, Cuba, right? That's his first name, Cuba. Okay, so I love you back, man. Anyway, we are back, and all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know, we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. It is such an honor and a privilege to do so. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in these United States. And we specialize in working with people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, then you can find us at moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And we got all kinds of great information on there for you as well. All right. So let's talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is how to pick a financial advisor. Now, full disclosure, I got to tell you, we meet all the criteria I'm about to tell you that you should have, okay? So we kind of designed this so you'd choose us. No, I'm kidding. So let's talk about first thing. The first thing that I would look at is I would want to work, and I took this from the standpoint of if I was out shopping for a financial advisor, what would I want? Okay, and since I'm in the business, I think I'm an educated consumer. So the first thing is I would want somebody that has at least 10 years experience in this business. And the reason why I say that is kind of like a surgeon. You know, if you're going to go get surgery done, I would want somebody that's done it for 10 years at least. And the reason I say that is because, you know, when you get out of medical school, you have all this knowledge and all that. But really what's important is when the complications happen, how do you fix it? Okay, that's the thing that you want. It's experience. You know, there's an old joke about, you know, the difference between knowledge and experience is that if you live out in the desert and it starts to rain, make sure there are no holes in your bucket that you accumulate the rainwater with. Okay, that's the difference between knowledge and experience. Okay, so I want somebody that has been around the block a few times, that has seen when things go wrong and how you deal with them and all that. That's important, I think. So 10 years at least. The second thing that I'd want to do is I'd want to go out and review their credentials. I want to make sure that they have the credentials to be able to help me with what I want to do. Okay, so only 5% of people who claim to be financial planners really are. Okay, only 5% of them are. And it's a difficult test to pass. The other 95% are basically annuity salespeople. I mean, okay, or they're stockbrokers. You know, so they're basically salespeople. They're selling you something, and they get a commission for doing so. People who are financial planners are paid a fee. That's different, okay? And so there's a less of a conflict of interest there because they work for you as opposed to they're selling you something, and they work for the company that's selling it to you, okay? So that's, again, an important thing. So make sure you know what their credentials are because then they're held to certain standards to keep those credentials alive, continuing education, licensing, and also they have their ethics and the things that they're supposed to do. And then number three is I would check their disciplinary record, okay? I would want to know if they've been sued by, you know, 100 people or, you know, whatever may have happened, complaints, this and that. So I would go – there's two ways to do this. You can call – there's a phone number here. I'm going to give it quickly. You can write it down. Or we podcast the show. You can get it later. So I'm not going to repeat it a million times. But it's 800-289-9999. Okay, so this is the National Association of Securities Dealers, or you can go to brokercheck.com. Okay, so brokercheck.com. And all you have to do is put the person's name in there, and it'll bring up their entire history, where they've worked, and if they've had any problems, if they've been fired, if they've had any regulatory issues, if they've been sued, all that kind of stuff. And in our firm, we will not hire anybody that has anything on their broker check. Whether it was their fault or not, it doesn't matter. It has to be completely clean or we won't hire them. Okay, that's a very strict rule that we have in our firm. All right, number four is you want to interview the person face-to-face. Okay, and face-to-face with technology today could be Skype or something like that. But nevertheless, you want to see them. There's something about, you know, human interaction where you're actually looking at the person in their eyes that tells you a lot. And the other thing also you have to remember is that your financial advisor is more important than your spouse. Did you know that? The reason why is because if you get divorced, you're going to lose half your money. If you have a bad financial advisor, you could lose all your money. Okay, so when it comes to your finances, your financial advisor is way more important, okay? So choose the right one. So make sure you communicate well, that they explain things to you in a way that you understand, you have a good feel for all of that, because that's super important. And then number five is ask them, how did they do in their worst year? And for most of them, it'll probably be 2008. How did you perform in 2008? Okay, how was that? What about Y2K? How did you perform in Y2K? How much money did you lose? And ask them to give you specifics on that in writing. And then ask yourself, would I be okay with that? If I lost 40% of my money, like in that bad year, would I be okay with that? If the answer is no, then maybe philosophically you do not align with them. Maybe they're willing to take more risk than you are willing to take, okay? And they'll talk you into it, and you don't want to be talked into something that you're not comfortable with. So those are the questions I would ask. And so if you ask all those questions and you think about it, then I think you'll choose our firm because we fit all of those criteria. And if you want to find out about us, you can go to moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And you can click on a link there that says meet with an advisor. If you do that, then what we'll do is we'll call you to schedule a time to get together. And what we want to do is we want to review your entire financial your financial life from soup to nuts. So we want to look at your income taxes. We want to look at how you're invested. We want to look at your goals, where you are now, where you want to be, how you're invested. Are you properly diversified? We want to look at your estate planning, how you leave stuff to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. We want to look at all that entire thing and make sure you have a well-coordinated plan that addresses all your goals, okay? And we want to do that for you at no charge or obligation.
I love it!
And I do too. The other thing we want to do is we want to make sure that the IRS... Yeah, Jack, I'm just making sure you're awake. doesn't take too big a bite out of you. We want to talk about tax planning when it comes to Social Security and those kind of things as well. So tons and tons of stuff we want to help you with. No charge or obligation. And like I said, we will part friends. So go to our website, moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Click on Meet with an Advisor, and we would love to meet with you. And I think you'll benefit from it. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about when should you take Social Security at age 62? Is there ever a reason to do that? And we're also going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs a tax-free inheritance forever. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La, 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 dun, 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 dun. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients, and we now work with over 7,800 beautiful families in 43 states, and recently Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States.
And so, Shazam!
And you know what? You know, that's sad, actually. Gomer just died. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Jim Nabors just died. Yeah. He just did last week. It's very sad. I think he was 87, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, not a young man at his death. But still, I think 87 is starting not to feel that old anymore now that I'm 60.
No, you're so close.
But anyway, condolences and our prayers to his family. Jim. But anyway, Gomer, yeah, this is all good. So when should you take Social Security is a question that we pretty much talk with clients about every time we meet with them, I would say, if they haven't taken it already. And so last week I was visiting with a couple, and we actually had a situation where taking it at 62 made sense. Now, normally you don't want to do that, you know, and we've said it on this show that you want to wait till you're 66 in most cases, or maybe even 70, and we've talked about that too. But there are times when you might want to take it when you are 62. Now, let me set the stage first, just so you understand why this potentially is not a good idea. So your normal retirement age is around when you're 66, okay? And now, if you start taking it when you're 62, they give you, you can collect it, but it's reduced by about 25%. So if you were going to get $100, you get $75. So the question would be, well, why would I want to get $75 if I can wait 4 years and start getting $100 instead? Okay, so that's the first question. And in most cases, you're right. There would be no reason to wait. However, if you start at 62, think about the fact that you are going to get that $75 in the example I just gave for 4 years. Okay, so now you've gotten 4 years. You've gotten $300, and now the higher amount that you're going to get has to pay you back, right? So that's why sometimes it makes sense because of the time value of money. You're giving up 4 years of what you could have gotten in exchange for a higher amount. How long does it take for that higher amount to pay you back? The answer is the break-even point is somewhere around age 81-ish. okay? So it takes a while, and you have to ask yourself, are you going to live that long? Okay, if you're in bad health, you may want to take it early because you may not live that long, and it'd be worth it to take it early. The situation, though, where it makes the sense for most people is if you have most of your money. Now, first of all, if you are retired, okay, if you're not working, then this is the only time I can see. If you are working, I can't envision a situation where 66 is not the best answer, okay? So this is only if you are no longer working. You have now retired, you have no wages, and you want to take it before your normal retirement age, around 62. The reason why you may want to do that is because if most of your money is in IRAs and retirement plans where the dollars coming out are taxable to you, then having Social Security as a source of income reduces the amount that you are going to be needing to take from your retirement accounts, which are highly taxable to you. And Social Security is taxed at a lower rate than ordinary tax are on your IRA distributions, et cetera. So there's a tax differential. It makes your money last longer. So if you're taking it all from a retirement account, you may want to take it at 62. Okay, so Social Security is not a cut and dry decision. It's very complicated. And if you don't do it properly, you literally could be leaving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. So what you need to do is one of two things. You can either come to one of our seminars where we do talk about when to take Social Security, among a lot of other things, or you can come in and visit with one of our advisors, and they can help you with that as well. So our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And if you go there, you'll have the choice of going to a seminar or meeting with an advisor. And, you know, in both cases, we talk about from A to Z your financial planning if you are retired or retiring soon. So if you're over 50, you've got a lot of decisions to make. Should you, first of all, can you retire? Do you have enough money to do that? If you are going to retire, where do you get the money that you're going to live on from? When should you take Social Security? How do you diversify your portfolio? How do you reduce your income taxes? How do you fight inflation? How do you protect yourself from the next market crash? As you know, we told our clients to be out of the stock market for all of 2008. So that stock market crash for the clients that followed our advice didn't affect them. So we want to tell you all these different things so you get a full-blown, properly designed financial plan to help you. Now, we have two goals. The first one being we want you to have financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry about all this stuff. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, we want you to go play. And then secondly, our second goal is to have your money last as long as you do. Okay, we want you to have money when you are really, really, really old. So moneymatters.net is our website. Go there for all of the above. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, hey, you haven't lost any money unless you can fill in the blank, right? Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money. Did he say presents? Oh my gosh, I haven't even started my Christmas shopping yet. Oh my, I'm behind schedule. Do not want to be caught at the last second. I remember one year, it was the last second. Literally, it was like Christmas Eve. And I was so busy, I completely forgot. And I ran to the store, and it was like 5:01, and they had just shut the door. And I'm like, please let me in. And they wouldn't. They're like, they're pointing at their watch, like, sorry, we're closed. And I'm like, but you don't understand. You gotta let me in. Nope, we're closed. So I had to go to like Walmart, and I bought my wife a big flamingo soap dispenser. It was like a big, you know, the big flamingo pink bird that dispenses soap. It did not go over very well. She's like, what on earth is this? And so I told her that, well, there was a reason behind the pink flamingo soap dispenser. So she never forgot that one. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors, independent financial advisors in the United States. That's It's a flyby. Thank you. And actually, that's for the sixth year in a row. So I'm very proud of that. But I would not be anywhere without our beloved clients. And so all you clients listening right now, thank you so much. And those of you who are not clients, I thank you too for tuning in every week. You guys are faithful to the show, and I really, really am thankful. Now, one of the things that you know if you've listened to this show, and we've been on the air now since 1995. Gosh, 22 years. Gee whiz. It's a lot of shows. But anyway, is that our philosophy of managing money for our clients, and we work with people who are over 50, retired, retiring soon. So we specialize in working with people like that. And so we play defense. That's our philosophy. Okay, we're not about making you the most money possible. In fact, one of our core values that we have is that we only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Okay, so if we can accomplish your goals by making 4%, then we're going to construct a portfolio for you that's super conservative, that has a very high probability of getting us 4% or better, but that's it. We don't need to chase after 10 or 20% and take all the risk associated with that if we can get there with a lower risk profile. So we always try to push our clients down to the least amount of risk that they can possibly take. Now, part of our philosophy, that what ties into our philosophy, is that one of the biggest threats you have, there are three. There's income taxes, of course. There's inflation, of course. But then also there's bear markets. And bear markets can make you poor very quickly. And our goal with our clients is to make sure, to the extent that we can, that their money lasts as long as they do. And, you know, if you look at the bear markets we've had over the years, there are a lot of people that became poor during those things. And if you're living on your money when it's gone way down and now you're still drawing from it, you're doing what farmers call eating your seed corn. And when growth season comes, if you've eaten enough of your seed corn, guess what? You've got nothing left to plant. So we want to make sure, to the extent that we can, that our clients don't lose money in bear markets as well. So we have a philosophy of buy, hold, and sell. And as I mentioned, we told our clients to be out of the stock market for all of 2008 because of that buy, hold, and sell strategy that we have. And so most of the financial community does not agree with that. Okay, their notion is that you must buy and hold. You have to stay in because nobody can time the market and all those other things you've heard. Now, one of the most famous ones, or I guess the most used ones that you may have heard, and in fact, you've heard it so often that you can probably finish this sentence for me. And it goes like this. So I'm going to start it and you finish it for me. Okay, you ready? So it goes like this. It goes, hey, don't ever sell. It doesn't matter how bad the market is. Don't ever sell because you haven't lost any money unless you... What's the rest of the sentence? You sell, right? Now think about that sentence. You have not lost any money unless you sell. Think how clever that is. It's intended to keep you from selling. That's the whole idea. They don't want you to sell. Now my idea is the opposite. I would say you haven't made any money unless you sell, okay? And let me give you an example. Bitcoin. Let's talk about Bitcoin for a moment. Okay, let's say as a friend of mine that I know 3 months ago invested $5,000 just on a lark, and his $5,000 is worth $25,000 now. Okay, so if he doesn't sell that Bitcoin at the 25, let's say it goes back down to 10. What has he done? The 25 doesn't exist. The $25,000 that it's worth today is only his if he sells it. If he doesn't sell it and Bitcoin goes to zero, guess what? He never had that $25,000 that it's worth right now, okay? You haven't made any money unless you sell. And so you look at Bitcoin, and it's a prime example. It could keep going up and up and up, but it ain't real until you sell it, okay? So this notion that you haven't lost any money until you sell, well, what happens if Bitcoin goes down to zero? All those people who haven't sold it, who are holding on to it, have they lost money? Absolutely they have. They could lose it all. Now, I was talking about that with a client. And I said, do you remember Beanie Babies? Remember those things? Oh, my gosh. There was one Beanie Baby that was like, they only made like, I don't know, 7 of them or something. Those were like the primo Beanie Babies. You had to have that one. And it was actually worth like $10,000 for a Beanie Baby that you could buy for $7.50 at Walmart. And then what happened? They drove the price up. And if you didn't sell it when it was worth that and it went all the way back down, guess what? You didn't get any of that gain. It doesn't belong to you until you sell it. That's why I believe that you cannot protect your retirement unless you have a sell strategy. You have to believe me when I'm telling you, you have to have a strategy to protect yourself. Because whatever the value of your accounts are today, and hopefully you're at all-time highs, it ain't yours unless you sell it. It belongs to the market until you sell it. And if you don't sell to protect yourself, the market could take it away from you because it doesn't belong to you. Don't kid yourself. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, I want to offer you two things. You can go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And you can either meet with an advisor. You can click on that to come in and visit with one of our advisors. I think you'll find them to be friendly, knowledgeable, capable, and they want to help you to design your entire financial plan, not just buying Bitcoin and then selling it. That's something that we probably will not tell you to do. But anyway, so we'll help you to devise your entire financial plan. Or you can go to a seminar in which the seminars we talk about how to calculate how much money you need to retire, what to do with your 401ks, when to take Social Security, how to fight inflation. We have tons and tons of great stuff. We also talk about the fact that the IRS... Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. 85. We're going to show you at the seminar how to beat that, if it's at all possible. So you have tons and tons of great stuff. So moneymatters.net is the website you need to go to. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to leave your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs a tax-free inheritance forever. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know, we now work with over 7,800 beautiful, wonderful families. And recently, we were named one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States by Forbes magazine. And so we're very proud of that. But it would not have happened if it wasn't for our beloved clients. So all you clients,
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
That is very true. But also, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that listen to the show, I love you too. Okay, and I wish you the happiest of happy. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And the reason why we do this is because, you know, money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not? And so we want to talk about how to pass on to them. And by the way, I just want to say something really quickly here. Okay.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
No, that isn't what I was wanting to say, Jack. Although that's okay, but it's not what I had in mind. Okay. Actually, what I had in mind was I just want to say to you, I love all of you that listen to the show. Okay. So let me start with that. But when I say greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, I am only kidding. Okay. It's a joke. Do not send me emails. I get emails from people. You cannot call my one of them said, you can't call my heirs greedy and unwashed. And he left off undeserving. So I was like, I felt like emailing him back and saying, so are you saying they're clean and but they're not deserving? Anyway, I didn't go there. So it's a joke. Anyway, so this is the part of the show. So let's talk about our estate tip of the week this week, which is on how to pass on to the aforementioned heirs a tax-free inheritance forever. How cool would that be? But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So how do we go about creating a vehicle, a package that a container for the inheritance that you're going to leave that will grow without being taxed, and even better, be distributed out to your heirs tax-free. How do we do that? And if we could, that would be cool, would it not? So how do you do it? Well, here's how you do it. There is a vehicle, an investment vehicle called, or a container, if you will, called a Roth IRA, okay, R-O-T-H. Many of you probably are familiar with that. The beauty of the Roth IRA is that if your beneficiaries inherit the Roth IRA, then they inherit from you in the Roth IRA that tax-free growth treatment. They inherit from you the tax-free distribution treatment as well. So the Roth IRA that they inherit from you, they will be able to keep that for the rest of their lives, and they will not have to pay any taxes on any of the growth or the distributions that come out of it. This is an incredible thing. Think about if you had inherited from your parents or your grandparents an account when you were in your 20s, let's say, and that account could grow for you for your retirement tax-free, and then when you're retired, take it out tax-free. How incredible of a thing would that be? So you can do this. They can't do it for themselves. You can do it for them. Now, how do you do that? Well, one way is to actually put money into a Roth IRA, but if you're retired, you don't have wages, then you can't do that. So what you can do is you can convert an existing IRA to a Roth IRA. Okay, so that's one way of doing that. So if you have money that you have earmarked that you want to leave to your kids or your grandchildren, one idea would be to convert a portion of your IRA to a Roth IRA, name your children the beneficiaries of that, and by virtue of done that, you've done what I just said. Now, keep in mind that when you convert an IRA to a Roth IRA, it is a taxable event to you. You will pay tax on that conversion, but the way I look at it, it's a gift. If you're going to leave them the money anyway, what you're doing is you're paying the taxes for them now in exchange for them having that tax-freeness for the rest of their lives. It's a good trade-off. And it's for money that I call legacy money, money that you plan on not using that you want to leave as an inheritance. Okay? Now, if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors about any of your financial world, if it's about your retirement planning, when to take Social Security, how to invest your 401k, if you want to talk about estate planning, reducing your income taxes, all those kind of things, then here's what you do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Click on the link that says Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, then we'll call you to schedule a time to meet with you. No charge or obligation. And as I said, we want to help you to build your entire financial plan. If we can help you, fantastic. If we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is right. It is certainly that. So moneymatters.net is where you go for that. Meet with an advisor. Now also, if you'd like to, you can come to one of our seminars. And I'll give you the big main reason that you should come to one of our seminars. At the seminars, we have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
See that right there? That was a woman that attended one of our seminars and had one of the chocolate chunk. That was her. Now, the chocolate chunk, you notice I said chunk. I did not say chip because chips are made with wax. It's paraffin. You do not want to eat paraffin, okay? That's gross. You want real chocolate that forms its own shape, that melts all over your face, that gets on your clothes, on your notes, and you're like looking like you're covered in chocolate, but you're in cookie heaven. That's where you are. And at the same time, you're learning about your finances. Can you beat that? No, you cannot. So that's a reason to go to our seminar. But also, in case cookies are not enough, at the seminar, we'll be talking about beating the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being: income taxes, inflation, and bear markets. So go to the website, moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net for all of the above. You know what? This show has gone by so quickly. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morave or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.